This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I execute as the general manager, but when you're making a decision as grave as changing the manager or the head coach, that's something that you consult with ownership on very heavily, and I did.
That's Mike Elias yesterday speaking to the media in the dugout in Milwaukee, and says that ownership was very much involved in the decision to dismiss Brandon Hyde. And Jason, we're hopeful that the ownership is very much involved, period, because since last season, we haven't heard much from ownership except for Switzerland.
Well, look, I can remember sending tweets late July last year saying, I hope the owner knows what he's watching, and I hope he puts his hands on Mike Elias and steers him to spend money and have a sense of urgency. Because if he doesn't, this is only going to get worse and worse. And people were coming out of their woodwork, including our buddy Dan Connolly, saying that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life and he needs to be hands off. Well, who was right about that one? Because these guys are zealots. They are dogmatic. They do believe they've always got the answers. And until someone who has the authority to say, go away, you're fired, tells them you're not the genius you think you are, then we're going to continue to see them fall through trapdoor after trapdoor after trapdoor of their own making. I hope he's telling the truth. There's also a part of me that's like, well, this guy's got to sell something because he just did a 10-day media tour telling everybody nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Right? So what changed, Mike? Well, all ownership changed. I'm like, right? What changed? Huh. You were a crap team then. You're a crap team now. You're actually worse since you fired the skipper, since you waited 4 days to talk about that. What changed, Mike? Well, I had many consultations with ownership.
Well, I'm still willing to buy that this wasn't all Mike Elias firing Brandon Hyde. I think ownership definitely did step up to some degree.
Well, Mike made it clear Brandon Hyde wasn't the problem. So
sure,
I hope so.
That's what I'm saying. But ultimately, something needed to be done. And we have been saying this whole time, it's not all on Brandon Hyde. The roster is what it is. But by doing nothing, this team has been in a complete tailspin going back to June 21st of last year. We're almost 12 full months at this point. We're beyond 11 months at this point. To not do anything is silently saying that this is acceptable.
So more from Mike Elias, and he was asked why the manager and maybe not one of the coaches.
You know, the decision to change a manager is a serious one, and once you arrive at that conclusion, it's best to do it for all parties' sakes as soon as possible. As I said, that's this position where you require full-throated support and confidence from above, and to persist without that state, it's not good. But we are in the process. I mean, I think just stepping back a little bit, like, this has been really tough. I mean, you go back to last June, we were on top of the sport in almost every facet of the sport, including majors and minors. And now we find ourselves where we find ourselves.
I do want to go back to that part of it, Jason, where he talks about all the success they've had. They didn't have any success. They made the playoffs twice, did not win a playoff game. The last GM won playoff series.
Like, well, and I know we have that cut where he's asked about his job security, and it goes on saying how successful he's been. And Ken, I'm with you 100%. What, you haven't won a playoff game. What success? You won 100 games, but that was all for naught. You turned this around for 2 seconds, and now it's right back in
Gunnar
the tank.
Gunnar Henderson had a historic rookie season for them. Adley Rutschman was on a path All-star. Towards looking like a very good player, but by no means a great player. I mean, we all sat here and said in real time, even when he was getting accolades, like, boy, I don't know about the power. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know about the power.
But I thought he was going to be really
right.
good.
And the on base isn't 370. Yeah. It's not what they build it. But like, could he be a good player to very good? Yeah. But like, I'm just looking for what he's talking. Like, win a bunch of regular season games.
That's what he's
talking
about.
If you frame it right, like, what, really?
Yeah,
even individually, like Bradish, yeah, that looked like a great thing. Then his body showed you he needed surgery, and you ran him out there for 10 starts while he was hurt, and now he's missing 2 seasons instead of one.
More from Mike Elias. Hey, Mike, what's up with the drop in hitting in offense?
That's been a question that a lot of us have been asking to each other a lot for several months now. And if we had fixed it already, we would have fixed it already. So it's very important to this organization that it's priority number one that, you know, our guys, our players play the way that they're capable of individually, but play the way that they're capable of together in the way that we saw in 2022, 2023, and the early part of 2024. And that is our main focus in addition to just kind of stabilizing the day-to-day play here on the field, which we're still trying to do.
Well, one thing's for certain, the rearranging of the deck chairs on the Titanic that they did this offseason with the hitting coaches sure as hell didn't fix anything.
No one's being held to account there. Even their biggest success, player development success story, Gunnar Henderson, had a second half that looked nothing like the first half. And we were saying in real time, bro, they need real hitters. They need less platoons. They need another real hitter. They need to keep Santander and get another middle of the order, everyday fielder and hitter. And then maybe these other kids around that, not as the absolute main and only thing, but these other kids around that might still keep making incremental or in some cases exponential gains. And he did the exact opposite.
Well, the Wizards and Warlocks, they thought the young guys would all take the next step, Jason.
How could they not see that their clubhouse was a kindergarten romper room?
A computer
can't
quantify
that. We were saying it a
that.
Year ago, and they may not. They got younger.
No, they tripled down on it.
Yeah, they got younger in the
coaching
staff.
Hey, Santander, you're good for 150 games a year. We don't need you. We're going to get Paul Bunyan and give him $17 million to maybe play 50 if we're lucky. And you won't be lucky because those 50 will suck.
And the coaching staff got younger, too. Yeah. Let's get rid of Freddie Gonzalez. That get younger.
Absolutely. Hey, we got a trainer who's seen everything and done everything for 40 years. Let's kick him out, not explain it, and bring in a bunch of people, and then watch, and then complain about, and then have the balls to complain about guys not coming back on time and all our bad injury luck.
We'll continue talking about the Orioles next. By the way, Ryan Ripken joins us later in the show. Jerry Coleman joins us at 3 o'clock. But next, Gabe Lax covers MLB for USA Today. Wrote a great piece about the organization failing Brandon Hyde for USA Today. He joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.